Yeah, who else is bopping in their chair? It's Lawston Harris. On that piano. Lawston Harris, and he is back at the Bemelin's Bar at the Carlisle Hotel. He returned there on October 22nd. He's been headlining there for the past 11 years, and he's got a brand new CD that we're playing. It's called Swingfully Yours, and it features swinging arrangements, as you can tell, of timeless standards from the Great American Songbook with composers like George Gershwin, Harold Arlen, and Sammy Kahn, to name a few. And Lawston Harris and his trio bring a fresh and lively approach to the Great American Classics at Bemelman's Bar. And he was featured on the September cover of Hot House Jazz Magazine. And George Kanzler said, Lawston Harris is a rising young pianist and singer on the cabaret scene, sometimes seen as an heir apparent of the late Bobby Short. His piano style is clean, bright, and uncluttered in the lineage of Nat King Cole with suggestions of George Shearing's concision. In addition to sharing the stage with the American songbook aficionado Michael Feinstein at Jazz at Lincoln Center, Lawston Harris has also performed in concert with Grammy Award-winning artists, singer, pianist Diana Krall, and rock musician John Mayer. And his playing has been described as percussive and incredibly fluid, and his vocals noted as suave. His new album is on the Magenta label group, and it will certainly leave you tapping your toes and calling for more. Again, let me give you the information for Lawston Harris at Bemelman's Bar. Okay, it's Tuesday through Thursdays, 9:30 p.m., to 12:30 a.m. and Fridays and Saturdays 9:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. and the Bemelman's Bar, of course, at the legendary Carlisle Hotel, 35 East 76th Street in New York City. And but Lawston Harris is also going to be having his CD release party Tuesday, the 12th of November at Birdland, and we're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to see Lawston live and attend his very in-demand CD release party. But first, ladies and gentlemen, Anything Goes welcomes Lawston Harris to Anything Goes. Good morning, Lawston.
Good morning, Lise. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today. And it's great to talk to you. And I'll let people know about the show at Birdland coming up. And I'm really excited about it. I have a great group with me. And just really... really excited to get back in there. It's been about I think 15 years maybe since I last played that venue, so it'll be great to return and see some familiar faces and just have a swinging time.
It's great, and it's a great place. It's
yeah.
Just a great place. The audience can see the musicians, and the musicians can see the audience, and
yeah.
It just you know, it's just a really nice, intimate venue. But
sure.
You've been playing at the Carlisle, the legendary Carlisle, for 11 years.
Yeah,
last
actually, I'm in my 12 years now. But
wow.
We say like, who's counting? We just say it's been a really, really amazing opportunity and an honor to be performing there. The Carlisle is one of the, I think, the last hotels in the city that really really understands the value of live music, and especially the music of the Great American Songbook and the standards, and also jazz, and really sees the value in continuing to promote live music. I believe 7 days a week that the hotel has music going on, you know, and a lot of New York used to be that way from what I'm told and what I understand before I got here 12 years ago, but things have changed so much. But I really, it really is an institution, the Carlisle in and of itself. If folks haven't been, I encourage you guys to go check it out. It's quite a big deal. We have a lot of fun, and it's a party every night. It really is.
And it's just a beautiful, legendary place to experience the Carlisle Hotel. Just walking through the halls makes you feel a little classier.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, you mentioned Bobby Short, and he was a mentor and a dear friend, and unfortunately passed away in 2005. So I only had about 3 years to spend with him before he passed to kind of get to know him and what he imparted, the wisdom that he imparted on me in that short amount of time, I'll carry with me forever. We talked about music and different songs and had different ideas for things he thought I should approach and different things to do, and he was right every time. the legendary, incomparable Bobby Short, you know, the king of the Carlisle, they called him.
Tell us some of the things that Bobby Short told us, Lustin. We want to hear.
Oh, well, I mean, he would just, certain things, he'd make song suggestions, you know, about some tunes that he thought would be good for me to try. Cole Porter tunes like You'd Be So Easy to Love, or another song, There'll Be Some Changes Made. You know, some songs I hadn't done, and I would check out, and then I would find that, you know, that they were perfect, you know, for me, and I would find ways to put my own kind of stamp on them, you know, and then I would check out his recordings, and he had this great arrangement on that song "Sposin," and uh-huh. I'd kind of like borrow some hint at some little quotes of his that he had recorded, and he would peek his head into the room every now and then. He would say, "I heard that," you know. He'd hear me playing his stuff back to him. It was a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. So yeah. Was this at the Carlisle?
This was at the Carlisle. Yeah,
wow.
Between his sets. Yeah, he would pop his head in. He was like, "I heard you play that." Yeah, I was like, "Okay."
Oh my lord.
Yeah, it was really it was cool. So on any given night, part of the joy of that room is the friendships that I have with the artists across the hall. You know, John Pizzarelli, of course, he's there now. He'll come by and sit in with us, or Steve Tyrell, or, you know, and it's just a fun time to be there, especially during the holidays coming up. You know, people are in the city this time of year as it is, but to be at the Carlisle during this time of year, I encourage people to check it out. It's just magic.
And Bemelmans is a whole lot less pricey than...
Right? If you want to say that, yeah, it's then the cafe.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You
it's
know.
Someplace you can stop
there's,
by.
There is a cover charge. There is a music charge,
right.
for Bemelmans, which sets it apart from just that alone from any other bar, you know, in the city. But hotel bar that is. But it's definitely worth it. You
right.
know.
Well, most events at the Carlisle are worth it, but
yeah.
I'm just saying that I think people associate certainly the cafe with a bigger check, and you can go to Bemelmans Bar and hang out with Lustin for a number of hours and enjoy yourself and say you were at the Carlisle.
Sure.
And it's all good. So did Bobby Short give you suggestions about interpretations or did he?
You said
he was a mentor, so I'd love to know.
We talked about everything from life to relationships to music to the impact of that on you know, time with family and friends and things. Just things that friends would talk about. You know,
mm-hmm.
From not so much interpretations of songs, but the interpretation would be left, of course, up to me of how to interpret it in my own way. But
mm-hmm.
certain songs that he, I guess, that he felt that would be good for me to do, whether it was a certain story that to be told at a particular time or a certain kind of swinging numbers. I'm not sure what that is. what you call that. There's just some songs that are, you know, you can tell once you get inside it, yeah, this song is going to work for me, or this mm-hmm. song might not, for whatever reason, and have someone to be able, you know, to hear that and to perceive that is an awesome thing when it's someone that you admire and respect, and you know, he was always right with those particular song selections. But certainly most of my learning was done standing in the back of the room listening and watching him perform during his show, because when I was on my break I was able to do the same thing, to kind of stand in the back of the room and listen to a few songs, and that was really where the learning came in, was watching him work. It's unbelievable.
Okay, I hear you. And, well, I want to congratulate you on the release of Swingfully Yours.
Yes.
And you want to give a shout-out to any of the musicians that helped you out on here?
Well, of course, yeah. We had so much fun recording that over at Studio G in Brooklyn. And the band, of course, you know, Ian Henderson-Smith will be playing with me at Birdland on tenor saxophone. Gianluca Renzi will be playing bass, and I have a new addition, Clarence Penn, my lifetime friend. We were college roommates together at Virginia Commonwealth University when I was a percussion major, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
So Clarence will be playing with me on Tuesday, at Birdland, mm-hmm. along with my guitarist Mark Whitfield. So it's going to be a quintet, and it's really I'm really excited about it.
It'll
be grooving. And there'll be CDs there, and I encourage people to come, and especially to hear me in this setting will be great, because you'll really get a different picture of what I do in a concert setting, as opposed to playing, you know, night after night in Bemelmans. It's a different venue. So,
and just to clarify, this CD release party is next Tuesday, not tomorrow.
Next Tuesday.
Right, the 12th, right. And we'll be giving you a chance to win tickets to Lunston's CD release at Birdland, which is, of course, the legendary club located at 315 West 44th Street. You can log on to birdlandjazz.com for more information. And you got a moment to hang around, Lunston, and we'll play another track from Swingfully Yours?
Of course.
Well, you want to set up Hey You with the Crazy Eyes, Mr. Sammy Kahn, celebrating the 100th birthday of Sammy Kahn this
year.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, I first heard this song. I think it was written for a movie starring Marilyn Monroe called "Let's Make Love," and I fell in love with this tune. I said I gotta find that song, and finally had a chance to do it. So I'd love to give it a listen.
All right then.
Yeah.
And at 10:28, you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, speaking with pianist vocalist Lunston Harris about his brand new CD, "Swingfully Yours," and from "Swingfully Yours," it's "Hey You with the Crazy Eyes."
Crazy eyes, turning them on, I'm gone right up to the skies. Hey you, with the glowing glimmers, do they come with dimmers? Tonight, bright as lightning you, with the crazy lips, oh, when we kiss like this, my heart simply flips. Yes, I might as well propose, 'cause heaven knows I'm in love with those crazy eyes. crazy eyes. Turn no more, I'm gone right up to the skies. Hey you, with the glowing glimmers, do they come with dimmers? Tonight, bright as lightning you, with those crazy lips. Oh baby, when we kiss like this, my heart simply flips. Yes, I might as well propose, 'cause heaven knows I'm in love with those. Knows I'm in love with those. Knows I'm in love with those crazy eyes. Those crazy eyes. Those crazy eyes.
From Swingfully Yours, Mr. Lustin Harris, and you with the crazy eyes. Lustin, tell us. You're there.
Are you? Yeah.
Where is Lustin? Tell us about the upcoming CD release. You've got two shows, right? You've got an 8:30 with the doors opening at 7:30, and then there's a later one, right?
A later one at 11 o'clock with the doors at 10, or 10:30, I believe. And... yeah, we'd like to have a couple tickets to give away, and I'd love to see everybody out at Birdland next Tuesday, and certainly at Bimelman's Bar at the Carlisle. I'm there seasonally now through December 31st,
okay.
New Year's Eve, so folks can come out every week Tuesday through Saturday through New Year's Eve, and then we'll break. For January, February, March, I'll be back again in April. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nice, steady gig, Lustin.
It's great.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, Lustin, it's been a pleasure to meet you, and congratulations on all your success, and we'll be looking forward to knowing that you're out there playing the standards at Bimelman's Bar and the CD release party at Birdland this coming Tuesday, the 12th. Two shows, you guys, 8:30 and 11. Doors open at 7:30. And remember, at Birdland, you know, if you get there earlier and have dinner, they give you a better table. That's just how it works. 315 West 44th Street's the address for Birdland. Log on to birdlandjazz.com. And Lustin, what's your website so we can check you out?
www.lustinharris.com.
That's easy enough. Lustin, you guys. And the Harris is just as you would expect. Well, thanks so much, Lustin. Congratulations again, and be well. And thanks for making time for us here on Anything Goes.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
10:33 is the time, and if you would like to attend Lustin Harris's CD release party at Birdland, I've got tickets. For caller at random, 201-692-2012, 201-692-2012. It's the 8:30 show. Doors open at 7:30. It's for Tuesday, the 12th of November. So check your calendars and give me a shout at 201-692-2012. Meanwhile, I'm honoring Miss Katie Lang's birthday today, and this one, I will never understand why they used this for Shrek, but Mr. Leonard Cohen, it's an oddball song, but he hit it out of the park somehow. 201-692-2012 to attend Lustin Harris's CD release party at Birdland. I'm Lise Avery. Thanks for spending time with me here on Anything Goes.